Now, in the United States, we had a very wonderful culture before the First World War. That culture all went away after the Second World War. But before the World Wars, there was no delinquency. That word was not ever mentioned. In fact, it didn't exist. The parents were held responsible by the community for the behavior of their kids. And mothers didn't work. They stayed home and they took care of their family. And the society grew and flourished. Then, after the Second World War, women had to go out to work and never went home. And that became a culture that, or a non-culture that the whole world is following right now. And the recipients of that happening are the disturbed youth, who basically are raising themselves. And that's why we have gangs now, and delinquency now, and all kinds of problems now, and drugs now, because mom's not home doing her job.
Yeah, it's a real dilemma, I think, because there are many women that want to participate other than, say, having children or being a mother, but also feel they can do that and participate in the world and bringing something forth, whether it's a creative expression in a book or in dance or whatever. So I know it's a real challenge for many women because they feel the men have the opportunity to do both. They can go to work and they can come home. And the women really don't have that opportunity. So I think there's a real dilemma there.
In my church, we have a very large international congregation, and most of them are Asian families. Mm-hmm. And I have one policy, which I just married. A couple came just day before yesterday from London to see me, and they were coming on their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I said, now, if you have any problems in your marriage, it's always the husband's fault. Always. I always take the side of the wife. Why do I do that? Because he brings her into his home to love, care for her. And I said, we want you to buy her gold bracelet so she can't lift up her arms, earrings until her ears hurt, and all the fine things of life. And then together you bring children into your home. So he's responsible for that, to be kind, to be caring, to be generous, and bring out all those qualities within him. And I think then the mother spirit also comes up on the other side in the woman. So it's not like the European idea, I'm the head of the house, do what I say, even if I'm telling you the wrong thing to do, you have to do it because I said so, because I'm the head of the house. I mean, that we look upon as the profound ignorance and very hurtful people who do that, because out of it comes no good. The wife gets hurt, the kids get hurt, and it's really bad karma for the man who does that. I think you agree, don't you?
Oh, yes,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're very happy to see this mother spirit coming forward, whether it's a married lady or lady wants to express herself, as long as she encourages others to take a stand against violence within the home, to take a stand against drugs, to take a stand and to bring it down to earth so that we have a drug-free Kauai. We want a drug-free Kauai, but it's, you know, the men haven't done it, so we're asking ladies to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think the ladies are going to do it.
What's
Will
like
you help?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.